The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Sorry?
24,000.
Yes, they said 12 couples. And that's by.
Yes,
why do they say 12 couples? Why do they say with the Talmidim Shlomo Akiva 12 couples? Why do they say 24,000? Because the problem was with their relationship with their Chavruta. And what's the meaning of it? You say, we will ask a question. How can it be that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, that were such great scholars, didn't behave nicely with each other? And what is the connection between this and Sefirat HaOmer? And as we said, why the Talmidim for Rabbi Akiva? And we said it's connected to what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, "Va'ahavta racha kamocha" is the basic thing of the Torah. It's everything. And Rabbi Akiva also says, "Et Hashem Elokecha tira," you should fear God. And he says, "Et lerabot chaverecha," that also your friend, you should be. It should behave to him the same way that you behave with God. This is unbelievable. But here we start to understand the problem. You see, the problem is not that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva hated each other the way we think. That they didn't love each other the way we think. No, they loved each other. They didn't hate each other. We were talking about their Chavruta. 12,000 couples. We're talking about the guy that was sitting with him learning every day. With both of them. They had a problem with the connection between them. What was the problem? You see, they were at a very high level. But the rabbi, he was talking about a high level. And the point is that when one of the friends said a beautiful explanation, a chidush, in the Torah, his friend was happy, but he thought to himself, wouldn't it be better if I did this chiddush? I would love to be the one who did the chiddush. That was the point. That with the Talmidim for Rabbi Akiva, at their level, this was wrong. Because if you are at the level of Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter who makes the chidush, who is the clever guy. What matters is that we're learning together, and if you have a brilliant idea, I have to be happy the same way as this idea was my idea. And if I'm not happy the same way, I am not at the level that Rabbi Akiva wants me to be. And because he is my rabbi, I have to get to that level. And that was the level they didn't get to. And why does it happen, especially in this time of Sefirat HaOmer? Because Sefirat HaOmer is the time that we build ourselves to get to what point? What's happening when we're receiving the Torah? Do you remember what happens? We are all standing there in front of the mountain, and the Torah says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael. All Am Yisrael stood there. But Vayichan is written in singular and not in plural. Vayichan should be written Vayachanu. In plural, there were all people, but all of them were there. But, says Rashi, Ke'ish echad belev echad. They were all like one. How do you get to be like one? Ve'ahavta le'recha kamocha. When you realize and understand that loving your fellow man is the same way as loving yourself, then you connect and you become one. And then you can get the Torah. And then you did the work of Sefirat HaOmer. That's why the thing, if the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva happens on Sefirat HaOmer, and that's why what we don't do normally, we don't, let's say, mourn on every Talmid Chacham that died in all those generations before us, because that way we could, let's say, be in mourning the whole year around. But here we have a small behavior of mourning, and by the way, only small behavior, It's not Tisha B'Av, it's not Shlosh Tashav, the 3 weeks. It's Sfirat HaOmer. But we have to keep in our mind that when we build ourselves, we are not alone. We are a part of the congregation. That's why Sfirat HaOmer, you should do it for yourself. But it's written, Usfartem Lachem. All of you, we have all of us to be together. When we come to ourselves, we have to be apart from the congregation. In order to get to the point that each one of us is fulfilling this beautiful puzzle, each one of us is a part of this puzzle. And when we get to the point of Shavuos, we have to fulfill all the places in the puzzle and to be one. And so, from one side, the Torah doesn't want us to, let's say, not use our talent and not be ourselves, like to give everything to the others and be like the others. No, that's not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants us to be individuals that are connected together. To use our talent that we got from God, each one of us to build himself the way he has to build himself and not the other. But building yourself in order to be a part of Am Yisrael, of the Klal. It's like the bracha that we say, and I said it a few times, Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan al kol ma shebarata lachyot bahem nefesh kol chai. When we say shakol, then the blessing will be after eating or drinking, Borei nefashot. So what is Borei nefashot? Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan. God created a lot of souls. And what? What is chesronan? Chaser. What is chaser? Something is missing. Lacking something. So how can... This is a blessing. We're telling God that he created human beings lacking? Missing something? The Almighty? The perfection? Did you think about it?
I thought that is rabot v'chesronan, that includes hakol, that what is...
Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan. In other words, he created a lot of souls, a lot of human beings, with their... What? With something missing. Chesronan.
Because they have to...
They're lacking something. Something is missing.
They have to make up to improve.
What is the continuance? Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan al kol ma shebarata lehachyot bahem nefesh kol chai. In other words, chesronan al kol ma shebarata. You put the psik. Borei nefashot rabot. Stop. V'chesronan al kol ma shebarata. In other words, somebody has to fulfill this gap. Somebody has to fulfill this lack. Somebody has to fulfill what the other guy is missing. And who? The others. Borei nefashot rabot al kol ma shebarata, the whole creation. Leachyot bahem nefesh kol chai. And this is the way you you put real life into this world. This is the chayut. This is life. Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan al kol ma shebarata lehachyot bahem nefesh kol chai. In other words, the perfection of the creation is being built of missing things. Because if we don't miss anything, so there's nothing to fulfill. And if there's nothing to fulfill, there's nothing for us to do. So what do we do in this world? In other words, God created this world in a way that everybody has to fulfill the needs of the others. And that's, by the way, the same thing with couples. A couple is fulfilling each other. It's not being the same. Being the same doesn't do anything. It's using my talent, my power, and connect it with the other side's power. That's the idea of Sfirat HaOmer. That's the idea of Ve'ahavta l'rayecha kamocha. And what is also a definition that we have to make. You should love your fellow man like you love yourself. But the truth is that when you love your fellow man, you're really loving. Why do you love yourself? Because if each one of us is a part of the klal of Am Yisrael, of this unit that is called Am Yisrael, each one of us got an influence at what's going to happen to everybody. So in other words, if I sin, I am not only losing myself, I'm causing Am Yisrael, I'm causing Am Yisrael pain. And if I do a mitzvah, what do? I'm not only benefiting out of it, all Am Yisrael is benefiting out of it. In other words, I do good to everybody. So when I love my friend, I really love myself. Because if I do good things to my friend, I'm really building this unit that is called Am Yisrael. Because he is a part of me. So who do I really love? Myself. And this is the idea that we have to build in our... If we realize, understand, that loving each other is really loving ourselves, it will be much easier for us to love our friends, to love our family, to love the whole creation. And that's ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. Because we're standing now in Erev Yom HaShoah also, and the two parshiot that we are normally that come together a lot of times, Achrei Mot Kedoshim, after the death of the holiness. Achrei Mot Kedoshim. So it's very suitable to Yom HaShoah. And first of all, the Torah is telling us that people die. And we have a job to fulfill their places and to go on with what they started. In other words, they died for us, for Am Yisrael. And this is our duty and responsibility to be better, to do good, in order for this thing not to happen again, in order to bring this whole world to the final redemption, to the Geula. That's why we came out of Pesach. Pesach is the Chag of Geula. To build ourselves and to remember those that are not with us. And I always remember, I once told in Shul a story about a guy that wanted one of the, I don't remember who it was, the Rav Shach, Maran Rav Shach Zatzal, one of those great rabbis, he wanted him to bless him, that he should have kids. And he told him, the rabbi, go to shul and look at the back seat. There is this old guy, every morning he comes and daven. When he pulls his sleeve to put his tefillin, look if he's got a number on his hand. And if he's got a number of his hand, ask him to bless you. Because his blessing is much worthy than my blessing. And this was, I think, the Maran Rav Shach Zatzal, which was one of the greatest rabbi that is, that was. And in our shul, on the back seat, sits the father of Chezi. Now he doesn't come a lot to shul, he sits in the wheelchair in the entrance when you come on Shabbos. And he's got a number. And he loved my story. And every time I look at him, I remember this story. And unfortunately, those people are getting less and less every year. And this makes our mission harder. To remember, not forget, and make sure that we pass it to the next generation. And make sure that our job is to be better. It's not to looking for somebody to blame. That's wrong thinking. It's like on the radio, I heard this guy a few years ago on Yom HaShoah, is talking to this Nitzol Shoah, and he's asking him a question. He says, after the Shoah, after the Holocaust, a lot of people left the tradition, left the religion, and stopped believing. And how is it that you, after everything you went through, after you told a few stories, after everything you went through, you still believe in God? Haven't you got any questions? And this guy answered him so beautifully. He says, I've got a lot of questions, but my questions are not on faith, if to believe or not believing. My questions come from believing. They come from emuna. And we can ask questions. A lot of times we don't know the answers. But there is one thing that we have to put in our mind. Whatever God did has a meaning. Even if we don't see it now, even if we don't understand it, from one side, from the other side, if you meet somebody from the Holocaust who doesn't keep anything, you also cannot say anything to him. We don't know what he went through, and we don't know what God is going to pay him up there. We don't know anything. And we should also behave accordingly. In other words, it doesn't matter if we have a kippah on our head, a long beard, 20 tzitzis, say Tehillim the whole day. What matters is, what are we inside? Our parsha is telling us, again and again and again, Ani Hashem. A lot of mitzvahs in our parsha are ending with Ani Hashem. Lo tekalel cheresh lifnei ver yotan mishol ve'areta melokecha, Ani Hashem. לא תעשו עוול במשפט, לא תישא פני דל, לא תידע פני גדול בצד אישות עמיתך, לא תעלך להגיד לך, לא תעמוד אדם רעך, אני השם. לא תשנא, what we said now, ואהבת לרעך כמוך, אני השם. What is this again and again and again and again and again, אני השם. Because those things that we're talking about, nobody knows what we feel inside. No, lo tisna achicha b'levavecha. You shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. Can somebody see this?
No.
Only one can see it. God.
And because of this, is Yom Hashem?
Yes. All those mitzvahs here, there are a lot of mitzvahs here when you see that nobody knows if you do them or you don't do them, and there are always ways to get, let's say, to get out of those mitzvahs, not do them. So the Torah is telling you, Ani Hashem, don't forget for a minute. God knows everything. And also what God wants is to understand and realize that the important is what you do has to be connected with what you think, with what you feel. That's Kedoshim to you. All the commentators ask, what is Kedoshim to you? How you become holy? What is to be holy? What is to do more mitzvahs? Yes, but what mitzvahs? And how do you do? How do you become holy? Holy sounds a big word for us. But the truth is that become holy is the feeling that we have inside. Holiness comes from the heart, from the inside, and from love. When we love God, we love each other. When we love each other, we love God, because God created us in His image. So loving people is loving God. Loving God is loving people. And when you love somebody, you do things for him. That's what we're doing on Sefirat HaOmer. We are building ourselves and working on our midot, as you did with this parking spot. It's not easy. It's hard. And sometimes we are really, we need like to gather our powers and do the right thing. Because it's not always easy. But when we do this, let's think about all those who were killed on Kiddush Hashem. What they went through So you gave a parking spot. He gave his life. And what they went through. So if we think like this, and God is trying us with such small things when we look at it, this picture. So this is the way to honor their memory and to build ourselves in order to be ready to get the Torah. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Amen.